Welcome to the Westridge Church Young Adult Podcast, featuring Brad and April Chandler.
Babe, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
I know, it's been a minute. It's been like 2 weeks.
No, it's been a long Thanksgiving break.
It has. It's been 2 weeks since the last podcast, but we really haven't seen each other a lot.
Even
in real life.
I know. My sister was visiting, and I don't see her but like once a year. So I was spending all my free time with her, and I've hardly seen you. What's up with you?
Well,
what's new?
I got a few tattoos, some piercings. I got a dog.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, lots changed. I have a new job.
Wow.
None of that happened.
Okay.
Nothing really new has happened, but I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too.
Oh.
Hey, well, okay, what are you excited about right now?
What am I excited about? Well, of course, Christmas. Christmas! I like that we're recording this podcast right now in our living room next to our Christmas tree, which is a live Christmas tree that smells nice when you get up close to it, and has the lights and everything on it. We've got the fire going right now because it's cold outside.
Yep.
Like, this is the stuff.
We have a faux fire, but it is warm. It's a gas fire, but...
So it's real fire.
I mean,
it's not like old school fire.
Yeah. You're not going to hear like snapping and popping from the logs.
Yeah. I won't have to go stoke it in a minute or anything like that. It literally turns on with a switch.
I love that.
It is pretty nice.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about the Christmas season and all the things that go along with it right now.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited too. I'm not always excited about Christmas because it's always like a crazy time of year.
Yeah.
For us. I mean, having kids, it gets crazy and, you know, it just gets so commercialized. I don't know. By the end of the season, I'm just over it usually. But this year, I'm going to try to do better and just enjoy it.
I'm also excited about my fantasy football teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
They are. I heard.
Yeah, one is 11-1 and the other one is 10-2.
Way to go, babe.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Winning is good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well,
it's taken
a
lot of hard
work.
It's taken a lot of hard work on my part.
It seems like it.
A lot of training.
A lot of looking at your phone.
The playoffs start in 2 weeks, though. Got to get my guys ready. What are you excited about right now? Catch me up on you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I'm very excited I got to spend most of the week with my sister and my nephew and my niece.
Shout out to Faith, Jack, and Ruby.
Yeah, Jacques.
Jacques.
Because I don't get to see them very often, and I feel like the kids know me now. Like, they like me, and I'm their aunt. Because when you don't see a kid for like a year, they forget about you, especially when they're little.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ruby, she's only one. So last time I saw her, she was just a baby. Anyway, I'm excited because I felt like we bonded and I had fun seeing my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also really excited because I have a new pair of jeans and they were free.
Why were they free, babe?
They were free because I stole a pair of your jeans, and I'm now wearing them.
That's right. We wear the same size jeans.
No.
Apparently.
Truth be told, they're not buttoned up all the way because they're too tight on me. Honestly, they're too tight on you, too, so you really need to just give these up.
How dare you tell the truth on this podcast like this? So, yesterday... I had coffee with one of my buddies, and one of the things we talked about was just managing our time, especially at this time of year when it's a little bit crazy, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
So, thought today we could talk a little bit about that, like hopefully have some conversation that's helpful to everybody to hear about some things that we've done that has helped us, but also some things we've done wrong. That we've had to kind of course correct before, but also things we've heard through the years from other people and just some things to help the busyness and the craziness and the hecticness of life not take over your life and cause unneeded stress and anxiety that you really don't have to have. So I heard a teaching one time on this that I really like because it brings a depth to this and like a spirituality to this, because it's not just, hey, manage your calendar, just write your calendar out. Like it's not just that, even though there's some practical tips and tools and stuff like that that we can talk about. There's a reason why we want to manage our calendar and our time wisely. And so just a really brief kind of summary of that would be, if you go back and look at Genesis in the very beginning and how it talks about there was emptiness, it was just an empty dark void. And God enters into that void and he brings light. That's the first thing he creates, is light. And so you think about our lives and when they seem dark and you feel like you can't see. You can't see what's going on because it's just crazy. It's chaotic and stressful. And that happens when we feel like our lives are in that state. And so when God enters in, he brings light. He brings clarity. He brings, not only that, but he starts to form things. So in the beginning of creation, he forms the planet, he forms the water, he forms the land, and he creates these systems that enable life to happen, because eventually that water's filled up with life, that land is filled up with life, the sky is filled up with life. And so this bringing order into the chaos is what God does to enable things to live. And so for us, when we're talking about time management, we're talking about calendaring and things like that. It's not just to do it so we can be type A personalities and we can like be super structured and have day planners and all that stuff.
Oh, I love a good day planner.
I know how you love a good day planner. It really is to help us to fully live, like to really be able to experience life to the full that God talks about, because in the order comes life. In that structure, there can be life. And how that structure looks can be different from person to person, but the need for it is the kind of constant, because that structure and that order is going to enable us to thrive. Just like God was showing in the process of creation. And so in those moments where we feel like our life's out of control and we feel like there's just too much going on and we haven't done all the things we felt like we needed to do or wanted to do, those are the moments where we really see our need for something like this structure to help us use the time God's given us. Because at the end of the day, time is a gift. Like it's, our life is a gift. The stuff that we're able to do with our life is all a gift. So if we're going to manage something God's given us, we need to try to do it as best we can. And so that's part of this. It's not just thinking selfishly about our time, like, oh, well, my time is my time. Well, your time, my time, all of our time is something God gave us. So really it's something we are meant to manage and to use to the best of our ability and for his glory. So if that's the case, then we really do need to figure out how to use it the best way possible. So that's kind of the segue into some practical stuff. Like there's things we can do that are going to work for all of us. Then there's some other things that'll work for some of us depending on our personality types. And then there's some things that will not work for some of us based off our personality types and stuff like that. And not just personality types, also season of life. Because we're in a season where we have kids that are small and are in three different schools right now. And so this season of life for us looks different than it did for us 5-10 years ago.
I was just telling Brad, like, if I utilize time management in my life, I feel like the kids, like, they grab that time management and they throw it into the wind. They're like, screw your time management. We're not following that schedule. This is going to happen. Which is not always, like, someone might get sick. And that's nobody's fault, but it happens.
Yeah. And when we were young adults, our schedules look different and the way we would need to structure things look different. In college, things look different. When you're getting into your first full-time job, things look different. When you have kids, things look different. So it's going to constantly evolve and change through the years. But the things that you set up to help manage that and structure that are things that you can use no matter what the season is.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Yeah. That would be the goal, is to talk more about that. So what are some things for us that right now in our life, they have to happen. Like they're gonna happen no matter what. like with the kids. You were just talking about the kids. Like the kids always have to be woken up. They always have to eat. We always have to pack their lunches. We always have to take them to school. Like that's the first part of our day no matter what.
Yeah.
So for either one of us to schedule anything in the morning, we already know that's going to be a big deal because we've already got that time booked.
Yeah.
From 6:30 to 8 o'clock, it's the getting ready for school and getting them to school routine.
Uh-huh.
So like that is a block of the schedule. 6:30 to 8.
Yeah.
Kids up, fed, school. That's the stuff. Uh-huh. That's going to always happen. So from 8 to 9, it's for me getting ready for work. Or if it's Tuesday or Thursday, it's getting ready for work and then taking Everest to school. And then after that, it's my work schedule. And then within my work schedule, because of what I do, I'm able to dictate kind of the flow of the day and what I need to do, whether it's emails and phone calls or meet with somebody or study or whatever the thing might be. Like, I have to block that stuff out throughout my day or else some of those things might not happen. But then getting home, it's the same. It continues, like the same kind of idea continues. So from 5:30 to 6:30, it's hang out with the boys and
eat dinner.
Yeah, make and eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Then 6:30 to 7:30, it's get ready for bed and bedtime for the kids. And then from 7:30 to
8:30.
To 8:30, it's trying to keep them in the bed and going back and forth between the rooms. Laying with people, telling people to get back in their beds.
It's not always like that.
Letting people go to the bathroom, blowing noses, changing diapers. It's a lot of fun. Then 8:30 to whenever.
Yeah.
Depends on when we choose to go to bed. It's a version of free time for us. So it could be me and you hanging out. Or it could be watching a movie. It could be doing laundry and dishes. Say,
usually it's laundry for me.
Yeah.
So what do you do when, okay, say you're figuring out what your week's going to look like and you have so much stuff to do,
mm-hmm.
but not enough time for it. What do you do?
Well, that's one of the helpful things about like scheduling stuff and looking at an actual calendar and trying to put stuff into it is you get the opportunity to do that as opposed to just letting the week happen to you.
And then you're like, what happened? I ran out of time. Or you're staying up all night long finishing something.
Right. You get frustrated.
Yeah.
And it stresses you out. So if you actually look at your week and plan out the stuff ahead of time, then you can choose what you're saying yes and no to as opposed to the things just happening or not happening. And it feels out of your control. So sometimes there isn't enough time in a week to get done what needs to get done. So you have to say no to certain things that aren't either a priority or just can't happen. Even though it is a priority to you, it just you don't have time to do it, so you have to not do it. But if there's things that you want to make a priority and you want to have happen, like an easy thing to point to is things like working out, reading, spending time with God, like that personal just investment time, like all that kind of stuff you have to actually set aside and schedule because that's the stuff that usually gets pushed out first and doesn't happen. But it could have happened because there's also all those times that happen throughout the week where you realize, oh, I spent 3 hours on Instagram. I watched 4 hours of Netflix that I wasn't planning on. Like, all those things happen that you weren't planning on because you didn't plan. Like, because there wasn't a plan in place. And if you need to have Netflix time and Instagram time, that's fine. Then I would just say you need to plan on having that in there.
I was going to say, you're really good at that. Like, you plan in your downtime to your day.
Yeah. Downtime is you need downtime. Like, this whole idea of calendaring and scheduling doesn't mean it all must be productivity. Like, you must be always working.
I like how you said that.
Productivity. It doesn't mean you constantly have to be working or constantly have to be doing school or you constantly have to be raising the kids. I mean, you are constantly raising the kids. But it's not every minute of every day is focused on the kids. Yeah. It can't be because then nothing else gets done. So everything has to have a purpose. So if you're like, I know I need some like chill time, build the chill time in. Mm-hmm. If you know you need to just sit and unplug for an hour and watch Friends, then do it. If you know you need to read or you know you need to get away, whatever the thing is, then you just put it in there. And then you know, one, it's going to happen. But two, you're not going to let that time run away from you and take over more time than it was meant to.
Yeah.
Because then that other thing that had to get done won't get done. Like, oh, I really had to get that project done or that paper written. I mean, even things like paying bills. Like, if you don't set aside time to actually look at your bills and pay for them, that's when you run into they got paid late. Then you have a late charge. Then there's all kinds of things.
Or I spent all my money because I forgot to pay the bills beforehand.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of stuff like that. And one thing I've always heard being on staff at Westridge is to put in the big rocks first. Specifically, that's talking about, like, when we're planning out our year for the ministries that we're leading and that we're a part of, put in the big rocks, put in the big things that you already know are going to happen. Well, the same thing applies for us. So if we already know we're going to go on a family vacation at this time, we know we're going to be off for a holiday this time, we know we're going to have birthdays this time, or you look at even just individual weeks, you know you're going to have to work this time to this time every week. You know you're going to have to go to school from this time to this time. So you put in those big rocks so that you can plan all the other stuff around it. You can put in all the little rocks around that stuff.
Yeah, and when you put the big rocks in, sometimes the big rocks, they have some, like, prep work. Like when you were talking about feeding the kids and making breakfast and lunch in the mornings. Mm-hmm. If we haven't gone grocery shopping, it makes it really hard to make their lunches. So I think it's really cool to set it all out. And then when you're looking at it, you can be like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to have to do this and I'm going to need this done first before I can do that. And then you can block that time in somewhere too.
Yeah. And one thing that seems to always be true that I heard from others as well is that a lack of clarity breeds anxiety. So if you're unclear how you're going to use your time that week, then you're going to be a little bit anxious about it all week. Uh-huh. So for you to have the clarity of knowing, well, Monday through Sunday, I already have a general idea of what I'm doing every day. It frees you up, even though it might sound like it hems you in, to where you feel like you can't do as much. It actually frees you up to do more of what you could actually do.
Yeah.
Because if you start saying yes to stuff because you weren't really sure what you were doing that week, and then you realized, oh, I double booked myself, or I've said yes to too many things, then again, there's stress, anxiety, you're going to have to let somebody down, you're going to have to not get something done. Whereas when you knew ahead of time, you had that clarity of knowing, hey, I know I've got 5 hours on Saturday because I don't have anything scheduled, or I've already done everything else I needed to get done that week, so Saturday I have a lot of free time. Then you can say yes to a bunch of things that you want to do on that Saturday. Or if you already know, you know, there's 3 nights during the week where you don't really have a lot planned and going on, then it frees you up to fill those gaps in. But the key is, like, actually speaking for those times that you don't have anything scheduled. Because if you don't speak for those times, they just go away. Like, you never see them again. So you might think, oh, Tuesday night, I don't have anything going on. I got, like, 4 hours of free time. Well, the question is, do you want that 4 hours of free time to, do you want it to be just binge watching Netflix? Do you want it to be you just
reading,
hanging out on the internet? Like, yeah. Reading it. If that's what you want to do, that's awesome. Then plan on doing that. But if that's not what you really wanted it to be, you wanted to spend maybe an hour working out, you want to spend an hour reading your book, you want to spend an hour,
Calling your mom
because you haven't talked to mom in a while. Whatever it is, then you need to be purposeful with it, because otherwise it will turn into a binge watch session of Netflix that you never intended. And then you'll be frustrated at yourself later when you don't have time to call mom, you don't have time to work out, and you feel like you wasted your night or you wasted your week. So there is a discipline to it all. And the thing that's worked for me is just setting aside, like, a certain amount of time at the beginning of the week to just map it out. So it's not like you're doing this every single day. You take a little bit of time at the beginning of the week to figure it out. And for some of you, it might mean you wait until you get your work schedule, because you're working a job that isn't a set schedule every day. So you wait until you get...
Every week.
Yeah, every week. So you get your schedule. Once you have it for the week, then you can start setting up what your week looks like. For others of you that have more of a set schedule, it's kind of the same when it comes to school or work, then you already know that. So you can just sit down, whether it's Sunday night or Monday sometime, whatever it is, and just kind of map out your week and kind of put the big rocks in and put all the other rocks around it, so that you're being as intentional with your time as you can, and you're just making sure you're using it for what you want to use it for, again, so that you are able to thrive and do the things that you feel God's called you to, that you're passionate about, that you love, that you know you want to have a part of your life, that aren't getting pushed out by all this other stuff that just starts to happen because life just gets crazy and hectic and people ask you to do something that you weren't planning on, or something comes up at work or at school that you weren't planning on. So if you already got your week kind of planned out, it enables those things to happen a lot easier, or for you to say no to things that you should say no to.
I think it's okay to plan free time to do whatever you feel like in that moment. Because I think for some people it is hard to do the schedules because it does feel like you're just trapped in the schedule, and that I can see not liking that for certain types of people. That's not your type. So I know you don't feel that way. You enjoy that schedule. But I think you could still plan it out, map it out, and leave yourself some like blocks of free time.
So
as long as you have all the important stuff figured out ahead of time.
Yeah. So you're saying what we're talking about could work for a personality like yours that doesn't necessarily love structure like that and being quite so regimented.
Yeah.
You still see the need for it and why that structure, and when I say that structure, I just mean a structure, like the need for a system to help you be able to make sense of the chaos.
I do. Yeah. I, it's funny. I like a structure and I don't at the same time.
Yeah.
But I like the idea also of like for a certain block of time, either I do this or this. So I have an option to see how I'm feeling in the moment. I mean, there's some things you can't go by feelings, of course. You just have to get it done and just pull up your bootstraps and be a big girl. But, you know, you can leave wiggle room in there, I think, to be yourself, be your own, you know, person who doesn't like to be too like boxed in.
But even in that, like, I mean, you're the boss of all this stuff as far as you're the one managing it.
Yeah.
God's giving you the time, but he's giving it to you. So you're the one to manage the time. So you are in charge of, if you want to give yourself options, then give yourself options.
Yeah.
But it's still, you're the one who's saying it, and
you're making
a point to say it's going to be this, this, or this.
Yeah.
As opposed to, it's just whatever.
Yeah.
And just whatever usually doesn't lead to you doing the things that you really wanted to do in the long run. Like, if you have one night a week where you just say, I'm not going to structure anything one night of the week, every week, even that is a little, you're being purposeful. Like, you did that intentionally. You did that on purpose. Cool. Like, that's the kind of stuff that is helpful. That's the stuff that's going to get you to be able to have the most bang for your buck, like out of the time that you've been given and the week that you have. Because, I mean, we all have the same amount of time. It's not like you have more than I have. We have different responsibilities and we have different obligations and we have different things we've said yes to. So it's all about how we manage it to enable as many of those things to happen as possible. Because there's been seasons where I want to be able to be more active and work out and run or whatever the thing is. But some of that has had to not happen because I need to do X, Y, and Z. It's a busy time at work. Like, we're getting ready for rush camp with our students. So I've got to do some extra stuff. So that means something has to get pushed out. Well, I can't push out getting the kids to school. I can't push out being a dad or a husband. Like, that stuff's going to always happen. I still need to eat meals. Like, I still need to sleep. Like, that stuff's going to all happen. But I could not run today, so I won't. And
you hate when that happens.
And I don't like when that happens, but I would rather not run than not
be a dad.
Yeah, not be there for bedtime.
Yeah.
Or not whatever. So it does cause you to have to make tough calls sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But that, at least you're making the call as opposed to it just happening to you and you being frustrated by it and being mad.
This makes me think of when we were talking about personality types too. Because if you know what fuels you or if you know what really drains you, you can plan stuff into your week to make up for that.
Yeah.
Like, when I know we're having a bunch of people over, I plan in like some downtime the whole morning or the day before. I'll have a lot of downtime for myself where I'm not like around people so much so I can have enough energy to be around people that come over.
And an off day is a like need as well. Like, rest is something that God commands.
Yeah.
rest. So if you're going to rest, you have to plan to rest. Like, you can't just say, okay, well, I got Monday through Sunday planned out. Everything is accounted for, and it's just chock full of stuff. Like, you don't rest at all. The calendaring and the structure and the stuff we're talking about isn't meant to be just all busy stuff. I mean, there should be moments where you plan in to rest. So, like, you knowing I need some, you know, me time. I need some time to not be around people.
Yeah.
Is healthy for you to plan and to make sure it's happening. Because if you don't plan for it to happen, it's harder for it to happen. And the same thing for any of us, like with rest. Some people are more wired to be like, I know I'm going to need to be around people because I've been alone for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get stir crazy.
I'm going to plan in this hangout time.
Yes. I'm going to try to go have coffee with some people, or I'm going to go bowling with some people, go to the movies, whatever the thing is. So just plan it. Like, put it in. Make sure it's happening. If you know you need to on Saturday morning, just chill because you had a long week and Saturday morning's your first time to not have a responsibility, then just say from 9 to noon, I'm literally going to sleep in, eat breakfast, read a book, and watch TV. If that's what you want to plan, plan it. Like, that's cool. That's good. There's a purpose behind that. That's not like wasted time, especially if you know you need it. And every what you're talking about is true. Like, every personality type's different in how you structure it and how much structure there is to it. Like, some of you listening to this are going to want to literally map out every 15 minutes of your day, and you'll thrive on that, and that's great. But then some of you are going to need to more just do like 3-hour blocks of, well, generally from this time to this time, I'm going to do this. And it's just a real general vague idea, but you're still speaking for that time. And that works too. Like, you don't have to be, you can be as incremental or as kind of vague and broad as you need to be based on just who you are and how God's wired you up. But it's still the idea that you have a certain amount of time and there's a need to use that time to the best of your ability and to be able to use it the way God wired you up to use it, and to feel energized by that and to be excited about that time, and for you to speak for the time and not let the time speak for you. So,
yeah. So what, you don't really use a planner, right? You use...
No, I use the iCalendar stuff on my computer.
Yeah. How do you like that?
I like it.
Yeah.
Because it syncs with my phone, so I can see it on my phone. I can see it on my computer. And then I can set reminders for things when I need to. I can color code stuff so I know this is a family thing, or this is a work thing, or this is a just me thing.
So I like to use a actual like wall calendar partially. I use my phone, and I like that because I can invite you to certain things in my schedule. In case we forget to talk about it, I can invite you and then you can accept or decline it. And then I can see that too. But I also use the wall calendar, and I color code it, like you were saying. I have a different color for each kid, so I know what's going on in school, what I need for different days. And that's really helpful for me. So I know we were talking about Christmas is coming. Advent, as some of us like to call it, is coming. It's like the 3 weeks leading up to Christmas. Is that what Advent is?
Well, it's the month of December.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were talking about how crazy it can be and hectic, and like it's over before you know it. Every year I feel like in January I'm like, what even happened? I was supposed to be thinking about like Jesus coming into the world and being thankful, and you know, it was supposed to be a month about God, about celebrating that, and it just passed me by because everything you're involved with has a Christmas party. Have you ever noticed that? Like every there's like 5 million Christmas parties. So I think it's very important, and I'm going to try to do this better this year for Christmas. Block out those times. Do purposeful things to make the season more meaningful. To remember who we are, who we're celebrating, and not get pulled into all like the commercialism of it. I mean, starting with the end of Thanksgiving, you have Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and then you have Cyber Monday week, which we're still in right now, where you can buy all this stuff. And supposedly it's for Christmas presents, but usually we buy it for ourselves. Anyway, it just starts the whole month off with like thinking about what I can get. And I don't know. it's really rubbing me wrong this year.
But to me, that's more of a heart issue, not a commercialism issue. Like, companies want to make money, so they're going to try to sell stuff to people. So the issue is just people not being focused on what they're meant to be focused on. God wired us up to be focused on Him, to be focused on other people as much as ourselves. Like, that's literally the Great Commandments. Love God with everything you got. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Okay. But even if, you know, you start out with a right heart, all these things are coming against your right heart and, like, your mind and, like, trying to get you to buy all this stuff. So I'm just saying, like, I think it's good to be aware of it and to know it is possibly happening.
And one way to do that is with an Advent calendar, right?
Yeah. We just looked up the meaning of Advent, and it is the arrival of a notable person, thing, or event, which I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the most notable person ever is who we're celebrating.
Yeah. It's awesome. I was doing the Advent calendar for the kids and putting in a little Christmas idea for each day, like something to do. And it was really fun. I think it'd be fun to do that even without kids, like do it for yourself, things that you want to do. Not that you have to only, I'm going to read the Bible this day. I'm going to pray about this day. Like, it doesn't have to be. Obviously, God wants us to have fun too. But like, one of the days is dance to Christmas music around the Christmas tree. I mean, that's free.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming you already have the music and the tree.
Well, it can be like a mix of like lighthearted stuff, fun stuff.
And meaningful stuff.
And meaningful stuff. Like, one day could just be, give something to someone today.
Yeah.
Like, simple. Like, yeah. And give them what? Whatever. You could give them some food. Give them $1.
Pay for the person behind you in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really cool.
Because the original purpose of the gifts is to remind us of the gift we've been given. Like, that's the reason we do it. That's the whole point. It really is to remind us of Jesus, even though that gets lost really easily, especially when you're a kid. Like, when I was a kid getting presents, I wasn't thinking, oh, this is like when God gave us Jesus. I was thinking, man, I just got a Voltron figure, and it's awesome, and I love this, and I have a Thundercat sword, and I'm going to cut things with this. Like, I wasn't thinking anything about, oh, this is a wonderful celebration of God's gift love. Of love. Yeah, but that really is what it's meant to be. So anything we can do to remember that and keep that the focus in the center is a good thing, and it helps Christmas actually be what it was meant to be.
Yeah, I like that. Anyway, I just wanted to encourage everybody, including you and me, to have a purposeful Advent Christmas season.
Mm.
That's all.
Good stuff, babe.
Yeah.
So we hope you have a wonderful Christmas season. We'll be doing a couple of more podcasts before Christmas actually hits, but we do hope that the time management stuff is helpful to you, especially in this season and with whatever you've got going on in your life, whether it's school or work, or family stuff, or dating, or friends, or working out, whatever the things are. And I'm sure there's a mixture of all those things in your life. So, and this isn't like a thing that you just arrive at. I mean, me and April are going to continually be working to get better at our calendaring and scheduling and just making sure we're purposeful with our time and good stewards of the time that God gives us. So hopefully this is just a helpful kind of kickstart to you, or maybe it's just reminding you of stuff you already knew, but that you'd be able to use the time God gives you the best that you possibly can, and that you would thrive and really live the life that God's called you to through it and because of it.
Yep.
So, we love you.
We love ya.
Hope you have a wonderful week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That does it for this week's podcast. For more information about Westridge Church and our young adult ministry, please go to westridge.com/YA.